Hello and welcome. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. Happy Friday Eve. Hope you have a thirst for knowledge this fine Thursday, because we're going to serve up a whole bunch of it. Let's get you your news. We start today's show on campus at the University of California, Los Angeles, or UCLA, where violent confrontations broke out between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters overnight on Tuesday. The skirmishes happened hours after UCLA's leader, Chancellor Jean Block, called a pro-Palestinian encampment on campus unlawful and threatened students with suspension or expulsion if they did not disperse. Fireworks were fired at the encampment built by pro-Palestinian protesters, and both sides fired tear gas or other gas irritants at each other, according to the Daily Bruin, the UCLA student newspaper. Now, people were also attacked and objects were thrown at each side. Early Wednesday morning, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass posted on X that the Los Angeles Police Department, or LAPD, was on campus to stop the unrest. Mayor Bass also calling the violence abhorrent, meaning horrible, repulsive, or offensive. The violence at UCLA came hours after Columbia University called the NYPD to clear out student protesters who had taken control of a building on campus in New York City. In total, more than 300 people were arrested on Tuesday night at Columbia and a few blocks north at City College of New York. CNN's Miguel Marquez takes us on the ground on Manhattan's Upper West Side to show us the aftermath.
So New York police officers moved in the hundreds into Columbia University. They were not in full tactical gear, but they did have helmets and batons, and they moved in on this street. This is 114th Street in Amsterdam right here. They moved in very large numbers onto the campus through a single gate on 114th Street. You can still see one bus down there. That bus is taking whoever is left to arrest. We saw dozens of people arrested that were brought out through a separate gate here on 114th. But the hall that had been taken over by students, Hamilton Hall, is just up the Amsterdam Avenue here. Police were able to get into it using Bearcats. They were lifted up to the second floor. They used flashbang grenades to sort of distract whoever was inside Hamilton Hall, and then they were able to get in. They said that the individuals in there had barricaded the doors with everything from chairs and tables to soda machines, and there weren't many people in there. Police now say it is done, that everybody that was on the encampment for the last 2 weeks has been moved out or arrested, that everybody that was in the hall and has been either moved out or arrested, and that the entire campus, there is nobody on the Columbia campus that shouldn't be there at this point, say New York police officers. The Columbia University has also asked the NYPD to keep a presence on the university through May 17th. The commencement is on May 15th. So it is clear that Columbia doesn't want to have a repeat of what happened a couple of weeks ago when they cleared the campus once and the encampment reestablished itself. This time, they want to get back to the business of being a university.
10-second trivia. In the game of poker, what term is used to describe the combination of cards a player holds? Deck, flop, bridge, and... If you said hand, gotta hand it to you. You are correct. Did you know that your two hands make up more than a quarter of all the bones in your body? All right, we all know that washing our hands is important, and that is particularly true if you're a chef or another restaurant worker handling food, right? But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, only one out of every three food workers wash their hands like they should. That's not just gross, it's dangerous and possibly quite literally sickening. That could lead to the outbreak of foodborne illnesses like norovirus, salmonella, and E. coli. But as you'll see in this CNN report, a new startup in New York has a potential solution.
Not having clean hands could lead to cross-contamination, could lead to illness, could lead to an employee getting sick.
We've all seen these signs in restaurants telling employees to wash their hands. But is the person making your food actually doing that? It's an important question, not just for the customers, but for the business, too. After all, dirty hands touching food can lead to food-related illnesses, forcing a restaurant to shut down temporarily, or even for good.
I think that especially in today's world, the heightened awareness on why contamination is present in our world and our own personal objectives as well as responsibility in stopping the spread of illness is more apparent than ever.
Here at Just Salad, a restaurant with more than 80 franchises, the company showed CNN how it's implementing food safety technology that it hopes will lower the risk of foodborne illnesses such as E. coli, norovirus, and salmonella. One of its new tools is this hand scanner, developed by New York-based PathSpa. The device scans employees' hands for contamination each time they wash and can detect gut biomolecules in just seconds.
And this is what you should do. You need to get in the cracks, in these little crevices here, inside the palm, and the nails especially is where we see a lot of times people miss. Rinsing properly. Turn it off. And then you come over to the hand scanner, put your hands underneath. It'll let you know exactly when to flip. And then it'll let you know you passed.
That data flow then translates back to management teams. So they're able to see in real time, are we hitting our required hand washes? If we had a spike in hand washing contaminations, what actually caused that?
When you come here and you go to scanned activity, it's going to let me know how many times each day they're washing their hands. Scroll up. It'll let me know how successful they are here. All the systems combined help us just monitor everything and make sure everything's working properly. And it allows us not to be in the store all the time and be able to monitor it without being actually physically present.
While that might sound like micromanaging, the CDC has found that in the past, restaurant employees are more likely to properly wash their hands when managers emphasize its importance.
Our team members can wash their hands for 20 seconds, but we can find out where they're missing and coach our team on how to do better.
PathSpot's technology, which the company says is being used in roughly 10,000 food service locations worldwide, aims to take that a step further.
By adopting this type of tool and technology, it's creating a safer workplace and a safer livelihood for so many different aspects of the supply chain.
Now, our next story is on and popping. Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, has us cracking up as a chiropractor in Oklahoma got a request for a neck adjustment, but little did he know the patient was a giraffe. Jeannie Mose is on the story.
If you think adjusting a giraffe's neck would be a pain in the neck, listen for the crack. Here's how this Oklahoma chiropractor describes it.
Being able to work on a giraffe is a chiropractor's dream. I mean, it's the largest neck in the world.
Dr. Joran Whitley was called in because Jerry the giraffe, owned by a private rancher, had a chewing issue.
His jaw was not moving to the left.
So Dr. Whitley stuck his neck out trying to adjust Jerry's.
What does it feel like to adjust a giraffe?
Their hair is pokey and their tongues are really slimy. Oh, it's like a short-haired cactus.
Along with his human patients, Dr. Whitley specializes in animals, mainly dogs.
Oh, I heard that.
But also chickens. And after Dr. Whitley adjusted this injured bat, he says it was once again able to climb and hang upside down. He's even adjusted sedated lions. Like this one in South Africa. Skeptics say chiropractic has no basis in science, that there's no proof it works on humans or animals. But Jerry's owner told the Washington Post the giraffe's chewing improved after his adjustment. And look at that reaction. One commenter called it the look of bliss.
Now that's one doc that'll always have your pets back. All right, beautiful people. We are showing some love today to some of the folks showing us love on our CNN 10 YouTube channel. Johnston Senior High in Rhode Island. Let's hear it for those Panthers. We appreciate you. And how about those Gateway Gators in Nampa, Idaho? Rise up. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10. See you tomorrow. But a random thought Thursday before I go. Why is it that when we deliver something by ship, it's called cargo, but when we deliver it by car, it's called shipment? That's weird.